This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Good news came our way on Monday. Yep, the announcement from the Klamath Water Users Association about opening the pumping plant to send water between the Tule Lake Refuge and the Lower Klamath Refuge. And frankly, it's about time. The release noted it's been 4 years since water was pumped through the tunnel between the refuges. That is a sad scenario. The pumping station operated almost continually for over 70 years until this whole fiasco around the Short Nose and Lost River suckers. What has been a dead, dry refuge full of grasshoppers and not much else for the last 4 years will finally have water in it. The benefits? Huge. Not only should it knock down that horrible grasshopper problem from last year, but also should mitigate a lot of the dust flying throughout the area from the dry lake bed. Some are saying the birds are back. I have not been down there to check that, but talking to a lot of longtime farmers in the area, they say it will take many, many years of water in the refuge to get any semblance of what used to be one of the premier refuges in the Pacific Flyway back. Remember back a few years when the world knew who Tule Lake was because of the tremendous bird population for hunters back then. But then, well, you know, we have to save the fish, so the heck with the birds. Just another lame-brain decision from our federal government. So now the talk is about flood control. At the same time, they're tearing out three perfectly fine dams on the Klamath River. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But here's the thing. I've lived here for a long time, and I would not categorize this last winter as particularly harsh. It just doesn't seem like that tough of winter compared to some we've seen over the years. But keeping that in mind, why do we suddenly have enough water for the refuge and sending it down the river for the dopey dam removal, and yet still worry about flooding? Oh, sure, they'll talk about snow depth and water content, but the fact remains, it wasn't that tough of a winter. One can only hope we get the A Canal charged and ready shortly and get our irrigation season underway with a full water delivery for our farmers and ranchers. Will that happen? Well, who knows? Should it happen? Well, absolutely. You know, even when we have supposed low water years, there is still plenty of water in Upper Klamath Lake for everyone. And now that we're spending $39 million to build a fish hatchery to pump 60,000 suckers a year into the lake, well, they shouldn't even be a consideration as a reason to withhold water. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.